and Elijah, who, appearing in the glory, were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now we get to Peter's reaction. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And it came about as they were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here." Right? He's having an emotional reaction right now. "Master, it is good for us to be here." But Peter allows that emotion to take over, and he says, "Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not realizing what he was saying. He let emotion get ahead of him, and he said, "Hey, this would be a great idea, right? We see you, we see Moses, we see Elijah. Let's make a tabernacle for all three of you while we're here." He had emotion, but then Peter tried to decide what was going to be done with that emotion. And notice what was told of him. "And while he was saying this, a cloud formed and began to overshadow them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, 'This is my beloved Son, my chosen one. Listen to him.'" Not Moses, not Elijah. "Listen to my Son." There's no need for three tabernacles because you're only listening to one of them. Just listen to Jesus. Just listen to what he tells you and do that. Don't try to come up with it on your own. Just listen to him. Let's not lose God's word in emotion, even though it's okay to be emotional and have emotion. It's okay for us to have emotion while we're worshiping God. Just don't let that emotion move you to do something that God would not approve of. We need to continue to find this book. And find it. It's not enough just to have it, but we need to follow it. We need to let this book lead us in our emotion. We need to let this book lead us in our home, and we need to let this book lead us in the pulpit. Do you have that book this very morning? Do you have it not just holding it in your hand, not just being able to read it, but do you have it in your heart, hidden in your heart? That you're doing what this book wants you to do. Again, I hope that the lesson has been encouraging and beneficial. But we need to understand that we need to be obedient to that book for it to work for us. If you're here this morning and you're not a child of God, you've not yet been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And again, don't let emotion tell you what to do and how to become a child of God. But we talked about this morning in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, that Jesus leads us in the direction we need to go. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations." How do we do that? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's how you become a disciple. Well, then what? Then what do we do once we have become a child of God? If you're here this morning and you are a child of God who has fallen away and are not observing all that the Lord has commanded you to do, you have time and opportunity now to make those things right with your God. If you're here and you either need to become a child of God or you need the prayers of the brethren here, that's what we're here for. We're not here to make fun of anybody who comes forward. We're not here to judge anybody. We're just here to help. We're here to pray. If you have that need at this moment, please come to the front while we stand and while we sing.